بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السادس عشر عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اذا توضا العبد المسلم او المؤمن فغسل وجهه خرج من وجهه كل خطيئه نظر اليها بعينيه مع الماء ومع اخر قطر الماء الى اخر الحديث. Studying this chapter of their various ways of doing good deeds and all the hadith that they've come, all those ways are very, very easy to do the good deeds, and the rewards are extremely great and rewarding. Here in this hadith also we see that how easy it is to achieve great, great, great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, إِذَا تَوَضَّ الْعَبْدُ الْمُسْلِمُ أَوِ الْمُؤْمِنُ. When a Muslim person or a mu'min makes wudu, and that is a proper wudu, not just a slapdash job, proper wudu if a person makes, فَغَسَلَ وَجْهَهُ, and he washes his face in the wudu, which is a farad, خَرَجَ مِن وَجْهِهِ كُلُّ خَطِيئَةٍ نَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا بِعَيْنَيْهِ. Ma'alma, then all the sins he committed of looking at wrong things when he's washing his face, all the sins that he has committed of looking at wrong things, all those sins are forgiven. It is forgiven by the water that he uses, O ma'akhiri qatril ma, or by the last drop of water. And as it comes also in the hadith, when we eat also, we must not leave any particle. We don't know in which particle the barakat is. Similarly, when making wudu also, we don't know in which drop of water is that effect that our sins are forgiven. Perhaps it is the very last drop that we are using. In other words, make wudu properly, you don't know which part of the water that you are using will be washing your sins. So when the person washes his face, then all the sins that he had committed looking at wrong things are forgiven. فَإِذَا غَسَلَ يَدَيْهِ, and then when he washes his hands, خَرَجَ مِنْ يَدَيْهِ كُلُّ خَطِيئَةٍ كَانَ بَتَشَفْحَ يَدَاهُ مَعَلْمَا, then all the sins that he had committed by holding wrong things, touching wrong places with his hand, they are washed away with the water that he uses to make, to wash his hands, his limbs in wudu. O ma'akhiri qatril ma, and perhaps it is the last drop of the water. So make your wudu properly, every aspect. Make sure your elbows are also washed properly. Every part and every limb must be washed properly, and make qatr of the whole wudu from the start, the first drop of water, till the last. There must be no wastage also in water, no extravagance also, and we mustn't use too stingily also, that we are not washing properly. The water, it must drop from each limb, at least one drop must fall down, so much water we must use. So that what the hand he had committed, what his hands and his sins, they will also be forgiven. فَإِذَا غَسَلَ رِجْلَيْهِ, and then when he washes his legs, خَرَجَتْ كُلُّ خَطِيئَةٍ مَشَتْهَا رِجْلَاهُ مَعَلْمَا, then all the sins that he had committed walking towards sin with his leg, all those sins are forgiven, and they drop away from him with the water. O مَعَا آخِرِ قَطْرِ الْمَا, or perhaps with the last drop of water, with the water that falls from his limbs, the sins are also falling away. They are also all forgiven. حَتَّى يَخْرُجُ نَقِيًّا مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ, so much so that when he completes his wudu, he has come out very clearly and completely clean of all the sins. There are no sins now left on him. The ulama have explained, these are minor sins which a person commits. As far as major sins are committed, then tawbah is required for that. Without tawbah, major sins are not forgiven. That is, making the intention of the person's being forgiven. that minor sins, and we are so involved in so many minor sins. Looking at haram, that is a major sin. But other looking at many other things, futile things, useless things, all those sins will be forgiven. Touching, which is haram, that is a major sin. What is touching another woman, etc. But other things that we touch, which were not good for us to touch, all those sins, we don't realize, and we don't study our deen. But we are so much involved in sin, we thinking we are very pure and clean, but yet we are drowning in sin, especially minor sins. All around us we are drowning in them. What we speak, what wrong things we speak. The haram that we speak, that is totally haram. But besides that also, how many futile, la-yami things. And we don't ever give it a thought also, that I must make tawbah. This is Allah's great ihsan, that by such amal as wudu, etc., the sins just get washed away. In addition to believing that wudu washes away sins, a person should be remorseful over having committed a sin and make a firm resolution not to commit the sin again. A person must not take it just for granted that I make wudu and all my sins will be forgiven. But a person must be remorseful of his gunas also at all times. And for major sins, he must make tawbah also. And intentionally ask Allah for forgiveness for all the major sins that he has committed. And also, usually, when a person grows up, becomes older, then he becomes conscious of his deen, namazes, etc., and perhaps very pious too. He goes in jamaat, for example, he goes to the khanqa, or just like that, he becomes righteous and pious. And he forgets all the sins he committed when he was a young person, when he was at school, when he was at college, etc., and he doesn't make tawbah of those sins. Those sins hang upon him. And he must make consciously tawbah of all those sins. Similarly, a person got qaza-i umri. When he was young, he was not making namaz. Now he's very pardoned, not only with 5 times namaz, even tahajjud and ishraq and everything. But those qaza namazes are still upon him. So he must make all those qaza namazes. Ask for forgiveness for making those namazes qaza, and make those qaza namazes also. Somebody, perhaps he was not, he did a lot of wrong things in his finances. In his young days, where he was working, he stole money, whatever, and now he became conscious, now his income is 100% halal. But that haram, he still has to sort that out. So all things, we have hurt people's feelings, backbited about people, all those things have to be sorted out also. Wudu washes away only minor sins, because forgiveness for major sins requires tawbah, proper tawbah, with its 4 conditions, that we are sorry for what we have done, we come out of that guna, we promise we will not do it again, and whatever has to be corrected in that matter, we correct that as well. Wudu cleanses the body from apparent impurities and purifies the carnal self from spiritual impurities. Wudu, as we wash, whatever dust and grit that is on our body will get washed away. But even our gunas get washed away. And we must be also particular of reading the dua after wudu, that Allah, purify me. That as you have purified my outside part, purify my inside also. Then that wudu will be a great, great source of purity for a person. His outward body will also be pure, spiritually he will also be pure. And such a person, only such a person, will enjoy his namaz. A person who comes in namaz in a dirty condition, that person will not enjoy his namaz. Whether it is dirty, outwardly, clothes, etc., dirty, or moreover, inside, spiritually he is dirty. He is filled with all gunas, then that person cannot get the enjoyment of namaz. And if we are not getting enjoyment in our namaz, we must check whether we have done our wudu properly. Not only the outward wudu, but the inward wudu also. whether we have washed away all our sins, and not only the minor but the major sins also. If we are going to meet any person and we are in a dirty state, that person doesn't like to meet us. And we are in namaz, we are coming to meet Allah. We have come to His house and we are coming to meet Him, and He knows all our inner condition. If we have put all dirt and filth on us, spiritual dirt and filth, how will we be welcomed by Allah? Allah will dislike our coming in fact if we come dirty and filthy to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave us the wonderful act of wudu. We should do it properly, the outward, the inward wudu also, and then see what enjoyment we will get in namaz. May Allah give us all profit. Subhanallah.